Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. There's a fresh ammo today for opponents of the proposed new AFL stadium in Hobart. A train shed dating back to 1915 at the Macquarie Point site has been given permanent heritage status just yesterday. It can be moved, but it has to be done within heritage guidelines. A new $700 million roofed stadium is a condition of the Tassie Devils entering the competition. Extra police now patrolling the streets of Sydney's west to maintain community safety after that church terror attack on Monday night. 19-year-old has become the first person to be charged over the violence, which erupted outside the place of worship, and he'll face court today. Strike Force detectives are continuing to investigate, and more arrests are expected, while the priest injured in the stabbing has been released from hospital, and the bishop is still there in a stable condition. A six-month trial of driverless trucks gets underway in Victoria today along two of Melbourne's busiest freight routes. The trial will test new smart road technology to help navigate the vehicles inside dedicated lanes, with the tests taking place between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. to avoid congestion. They will have a driver and engineer on board. Infamous Snowtown murder accomplice Mark Hayden's been released on parole now. The 65-year-old was behind bars for 25 years for his role in disposing of seven bodies, including his wife. And a third of injury hospitalisations among kids are now caused by falls from playgrounds, according to new health data, which also show hospitalisations among girls are increasing.